This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday, the 11th of April, 2021. Today's News West is the contesting edition, and we're full of it this week. Full of contesting information, that is, including fantastic Aussie results in the recent Commonwealth contest and news of an international YLs contest and loads more besides. News West is broadcast on air and can be heard online and on demand. Visit our website vk6.net to discover the many ways you can listen to News West.
Every April the 18th, radio amateurs worldwide take to the airwaves to celebrate World Amateur Radio Day. It was on this day in 1925 that the International Amateur Radio Union was formed in Paris. Amateur radio experimenters were the first to discover that the shortwave spectrum, far from being a wasteland, could support worldwide propagation. In the rush to use these shorter wavelengths, amateur radio was, quote, in grave danger of being pushed aside, unquote, the IARU's history has noted. Amateur radio pioneers met in Paris in 1925 and created the IARU to support amateur radio worldwide. Just 2 years later, at the International Radio Telegraph Conference, amateur radio gained the allocations still recognized today, that is 160, 80, 40, 20, and 10 meters. Since its founding, the IARU has worked tirelessly to defend and expand the frequency allocations for amateur radio. Thanks to the support of enlightened administrations in every part of the globe, radio amateurs are now able to experiment and communicate in frequency bands strategically located throughout the radio spectrum. From the 25 countries that formed the IARU in 1925, the IARU has grown to include 160 member societies in three regions. IARU Region 1 includes Europe, Africa, the Middle East, and Northern Asia. Region 2 covers the Americas, and Region 3 is comprised of Australia, New Zealand, and the Pacific Island nations, and most of Asia. The International Telecommunications Unit, the ITU, has recognized the IARU as representing the interests of amateur radio. Today, amateur radio is more popular than ever, with more than 3 million licensed operators. World Amateur Radio Day is the day when IARU member societies can show our capabilities to the public and enjoy global friendship with other amateurs worldwide. The IARU Administrative Council has chosen amateur radio, home but never alone, as the theme for the World Amateur Radio Day on Sunday, the 18th of April, 2021. Faced with a pandemic that forced the adoption of extreme physical isolation to reduce the spread of the virus, the worldwide amateur radio community responded positively to overcome the resulting social isolation. In the days and weeks following the onset of the pandemic, radio amateurs reached out spontaneously to one another via the airwaves at the local, national, and global levels. Local wellness nets provided friendly voices and regular status checks to those, especially the elderly, who are confined to their homes. Stay safe and stay at home. Special events, stations in dozens of countries reminded us all of the importance of limiting the spread of the virus. On-the-air activity was at an unprecedented level throughout the remainder of 2020, with record-breaking numbers of entries in the major contests. While the development of effective vaccines offers hope for a return to some semblance of normality later in 2021, the pandemic will still be with us when we mark World Amateur Radio Day 2021. This theme offers the opportunity for our member societies to tailor meaningful messages to the general public about the values of the global amateur radio community. The IARU has provided a poster for the World Amateur Radio Day, and any club may download it and use it to promote WARD in their area. The poster is available for download at the IARU website, iaru.org.
This story was supplied by Will, VK6UU, from way, way back in the 1970s, even before colour television. There was a contest during the 1970s, I can't remember which one, but the usual number exchanging sort of contest. A couple of amateurs, one of whom I think is on WA Hams, loaded their VHF equipment into a plane and circled above Perth, calling CQ contest. Not sure how well it worked with the loud aircraft noise in the background. I sort of remember they also started with the number 040 rather than 001. This was a bit off-putting to us on the ground, as the contest had just been going for 10 minutes. It was as if the airplane mobile was well ahead of everyone else, and they had already won. You may be able to flush out the perpetrators. So, this story went up on the WA Hams email list, and before too long, one of the perpetrators confessed. Igor, VK6ZFG, wrote, "I must plead guilty to the plain one." John, VK6ZFD, now VK6FD, and I hired an aircraft for the event. This was through another ham who was a pilot, and he took us up. He let us plug into a spare antenna on the aircraft. Some years, by the way, he became a silent key while piloting an acrobatic aircraft in California. He also had somehow arranged for a wooden street power pole to be installed in his backyard for his antenna. By accident. Don't know how he managed that. In the morning, we turned up at Jandakot for our flight, and we quickly started to have misgivings. There had been a storm overnight, and there were a number of aircraft upside down on the tarmac. Anyway, we decided to go ahead, as we had paid for the flight. We thought operating from a great height was a good idea. Phenomenal coverage that was expected to be achieved on 146 Meg FM on Simplex Crystal Locked back in those days. It was, but there was a serious downside. We had overlooked the fact that the phenomenal coverage also applied to the reception. With the Capture FM effect, the reception was dominated by the strongest station received, and this station would override all the others also transmitting. Being locked onto one frequency did not help. We had to wait for suitable gaps when we could receive the weaker stations. On top of all this, the flight was a somewhat bumpy ride due to the tail end of the storm. The gear was a 10-watt single-channel Pi Ranger, an all-valve radio. Thanks, Will, VK6UU, and Igor, VK6ZFG, for this story.
Last week we advised you that we're planning to present Perth Tech 2021 in the second half of October. And we're still on that trajectory. To help us set an interesting program and to guide us in how we run the activity, we set up a short online questionnaire to obtain your views and gauge your interests. There's been a good response so far. However, we'll leave the survey open for another few days after this weekend before we collate the results and begin planning in detail. The survey is on the vk6.net website, and we'll close responses off at midnight, Wednesday the 14th of April, so you've got a few days. Meanwhile, we're looking at venues. When we've fixed a date and venues, there'll be a call for papers. In the call for papers, we'll provide a summary of what we've learned from the survey. Those who submitted papers for last year will be invited to resubmit their original paper and or something new. We'll keep you posted.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
For Aussie contests, and for some international contests, the go-to logging software for the average Joe is the VK Contest Logger, known as VKCL. This clever piece of software was developed by Mike, VK3, Alpha Victor Victor, and over the years has grown and seen some pretty slick improvements. First of all, though, as a contest logger, it does what it says on the tin. It's a tool for keeping your log live whilst doing the contest. And what's more, VKCL knows the rules, so it will tell you if you're able to work a station or not. It keeps your score for you, so you can either feel smug or depressed about your progress. For larger contest stations, VKCL can be operated from several workstations simultaneously over a network. And the software keeps track of which band each operating point is working and also collates the scores. This VKCL in a nutshell. However, it does lots more. But we've outlined the main bits for you. For many years, contest managers had to pore over paper logs, calculate the scores, cross-check the claimed contacts, and calculate the score for each log submitted. This was a huge task, and consequently, the results of large contests took many months to be published. In developments over recent years, log checking has been automated, and logs are uploaded to a website, and some sort of magic happens where the logs are checked, cross-checked, and scores calculated, all untouched by human hands. Being a very untechnical person, for all I know, the logs are checked by a bunch of oompa-doompas. But we can rest easy knowing that something happens and the results are published. Alan, VK6 Sierra November, the owner of VK Log Checker website, recently announced that VK Contest Logger submission to the VK Logger Checker site has been made easy. Mike, VK3 Alpha Victor Victor, has kindly worked with Alan and his crew to have a submit button on the VKCL screen where you create your Cabrillo log. After your details have been entered and the log created, just click on submit. This will send your log directly to the VK Log Checker site, saving you the hassle of finding the log and manually submitting it. Both you and the contest manager will get a copy of the submitted log proving it was uploaded successfully. This has been implemented for the QRP Hours, Remembrance Day, Trans-Tasman, and the Harry Angel contests. Remember, to download the latest version of VKCL V4.14. Thanks to Mike, VK3 Alpha Victor Victor, Alan, VK4 Sierra November, and their supporters for VK Contest Logger and VKLogChecker.com.
Great news from Steve, VK6VZ. The Australian Team 1 has taken out the Commonwealth Contest Team competition for the fifth time in a row with 38,114 points. And Australia Team 2 finished third with 24,996. Those are impressive scores. Only the Canadian number one team, finishing second with 36,270 points, meant that we didn't take out the top two places. To make matters even sweeter, Brian, VK3MI, captain of the Australian Team 2, took out the CC's Junior Rose Bowl for winning the restricted unassisted section of the contest. Last year, Brian came second in this category, which was a great achievement in itself. Other highlights included the highest points scorer Kevin, VK6LW, finishing fifth in the open unassisted category, and Barry, VK2BJ, XVK6, our second highest points scorer, finishing second in the open assisted category. To put Kevin and Barry's results into context, if the latitude factor that applies in the team contest had been applied to their scores, they would have finished respectively first and third overall in the Commonwealth Contest 2021. None of this could have been achieved without our headquarter stations, the VK1WIA, operated by Andrew, VK2DA, who travelled to a site near Canberra to operate in the contest, VK2WIA, Tommy VK2IR and David VK2WQ, VK3WIA, operated by Lee VK3GK, VK4WIA was operated by Keith VK4TT, VK5WIA was Grant VK5GR, VK6WIA was operated by Peter VK6RZ, and VK7WIA was operated by Martin VK7 Golf November. The teams all had a decent VK6 representation. Team 1 consisted of Kevin VK6 Lima Whiskey, Barry VK2BJ, who is XVK6, Alan VK2GR, Steve VK6VZ, and John VK4CT. And in Team 2, there was Brian VK3MI, Alan VK4SN, Alan VK7BO, Alan was formerly a VK6, and Patrick VK2PN, and Robin VK6. Hotel Golf. So congratulations to all the operators and to Alan VK2GR, who coordinated and led the headquarter stations, as well as leading the overall Australian effort. And thanks to Steve VK6VZ for supplying the information.
Are you prepared for the day of YLs? Q QSY, old men, and let the young ladies take over. The last weekend in May, this year being the 29th and 30th, marks the time for a special event which aims to encourage more women to get on the radio and on the airwaves, making as many contacts as they can in an exciting contest for women to compete with each other. The spring-summer event takes place in the last weekend of May, whereas the memorial event takes place in the last weekend of November to commemorate and remember the month that Corrine, F5ISY, passed. OMs can truly help here in this contest event by listening out for YLs, working them to gain those necessary points, and please do make a spot with DOYL hashtag on a DX cluster to show other amateurs the frequencies where YLs can be heard. You never know, you might even get to work some cool YL stations, such as G5YL, R1BIG, DA4YL, and so on. Even better if you hear a YL trying to work another YL. Go for QRX for a moment and let them earn that extra special 3 points between them for a YL to YL contact. Exciting or what? The Day of YLs is the brainchild of Corrine, F5ISY, who sadly passed away before she could see this exciting annual event take place. We want to encourage women from all around the world to use whatever band they can or whatever mode they prefer on HF, including digital modes such as D-Star, Fusion and DMR. This year, many stateside YLs would particularly like to hear more YLs from Europe, especially French women, to come on air in memory of Corrine, F5ISY, as it says, one of the organiser's niece, KA1ULN. It can be quite dull just working other stateside women. I'd like to DX into Europe with another YL and many other OMs as well. Like all contests, there are rules, with some guidance which can be found at the DOYL blog site. Whilst it is only YLs or those who identify as a YL that we encourage scores to be submitted from, these can come from either an individual YL, a team of YLs, or a YL being supported by an OM, as that's cool too, as remember, it's all about getting women heard on the airwaves that special weekend. Support from OMs is especially welcomed and encouraged, as doing so will make this a special day for everyone. Here's to the 29th of May. Good luck, 73s, 88s, 33s, and happy contesting. You go, girls.
The CQMMDX contest is a CW contest, originating in Brazil and now runs worldwide. The objectives of the contest are to promote unity and integration of all hams in the world, to promote conditions for obtaining two CWJF awards and other awards that exist in Brazil, and to promote the art of CW amongst the amateurs, clubs and groups that practice this mode in the world. There's more information at the contest website, www.cqmmdx.com. Again, www.cqmikemikedx.com.
Harry Angel's Sprint. Now here's an Aussie contest that seems to have slipped under the VK6 radar last year. There were no VK6 logs submitted for this contest in 2020. I wonder if that's because VK6 just didn't do it, or if the conditions were so bad we found something else to do. I can't remember. Can you? The Harry Angel Sprint is an annual 80-metre contest event, first established in 1999, to commemorate the life of Harry Angel, Victor Kilo 4, Hotel Alpha, who at the time of his becoming a Silent Key was the oldest licensed amateur in Australia. The duration of the contest is 106 minutes, 1 minute for each year of Harry's life. The Harry Angel Sprint for 2021 will be on Saturday, 1st of May, 1000 hours to 1146 hours UTC. To save you counting on your fingers, it starts at 6 p.m. Western Australian Standard Time and ends 106 minutes later. You still have time to catch a movie on TV afterwards. The Harry Angel is held on or around the first Saturday in May each year and is open to all grades of license holder. The contest is structured to suit both seasoned contesters and operators new to contesting. Place winners in the Harry Angel contest are eligible to claim points for the WIA contest champion Peter Brown Trophy. The aim of the competition is to make as many contacts as possible in the allotted time. Each station may be worked on one occasion only per mode. The Harry Angel contest is open to all amateurs, including individual operators and stations representing radio clubs and societies. And finally, from 2021, this contest only accepts electronic logs. So you can ban the biro, give the bick the flick, and chuck the chalk. If you haven't already, now's the time to make the change. You'll wonder why you didn't change to electronic logs years ago. The rules for the Harry Angel contests are on the WIA website, wia.org.au.
This is News West from VK6ARN.
News West uses two main sources for its history of amateur radio episodes. These are the website maintained by Will VK6UU, where he displays the fruit of his decades-long project of scanning amateur radio magazine. The other source is the Trove website of the National Library of Australia. Next week is History Week on News West, and although there's still plenty of material on tap in the resources we use, there's a great untapped resource out there that we'd love to access, and that's you. Wouldn't it be great to hear from you or your club? There's so much material and fascinating stories sitting out there in your heads or on club records, so how about sharing those with us? Let's try and make next week a bumper edition that we can all enjoy. Of course, we can record your piece if required, but wouldn't it be better in your own voice? We've been receiving very adequate audio recorded on a mobile phone. Of course, we can record your piece if required, but we'd much prefer it in your voice. So do what you can and send it in to us in the best quality, popular format that you can find on your own device. So please have a go and send your stuff to us as an email attachment to newswest@vk6.net.
How many of you have never done an amateur radio contest? Probably lots. Just like other aspects of a broad-ranging hobby, such as amateur radio, everything isn't for everyone. Our motivations for taking up the amateur radio mantle are many and varied, and the things that keep us interested can change over the years. But let's talk about contesting. Amateur radio contesting has been around for a long time, and like other aspects of our hobby, the level of interest waxes and wanes for the individual as their interests and circumstances change. This item is called contesting for mugs, mostly because when you type up a document for later use, it needs a file name. So it's called contesting for mugs. Anyone who hasn't done amateur radio contesting could be excused for being a bit put off by the sometimes frantic pace or perhaps the dreadful slow pace of poor radio conditions. What would be your motivation for having a go at contesting? For some, it's being competitive. Some people thrive on that. For others, it's about battling the conditions or tweaking an antenna to gain some advantage. And there are more reasons. The big question for beginners in amateur radio contesting may be, what special equipment do I need? The quick answer is none. Just the usual transceivers and antennas for the bands that you'll be using. The long answer, of course, is that you could make use of lots of special equipment, and if you continue with contests, you may obtain some. But the basics are transceiver, antenna, and logging. Some will say pencil and paper is good enough. However, with more contests changing over to electronic logs, with just a little practice, you'll find electronic logging the most efficient method for logging on the contest. Whether you're using electronic or paper logging, you'll benefit from a foot pedal to activate the push to talk, leaving both hands free to type, write, or whatever. You could use Vox. However, you must be aware that everything the mic hears keys up the TX and transmit what the mic heard. You can buy foot pedals for under $30 at electronic stores, and you'll need to attach a plug at the end of the cable to go into a socket on the radio. You'll need to look up the connections. Finally, headphones help. You can hear weak stations better, and if your shack is within the house, you won't disturb the family. Whether you're a beginner or you're returning to contesting, have a go. It's a lot of fun. 73s.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. She likes to move it. Have you submitted your John Moyle Field Day logs yet? You're already too late to send paper logs by Australia Post, and all electronic logs must be received no later than midnight, 13th of April, 2021. That's Tuesday, day after tomorrow. Any logs received after this time will be rejected. So if yours isn't in, it's time to move it. Electronic logs are submitted via email, and the address is given on the WIA website in the contest section. Hopefully, all of our logs are in, and on the count of a few days ago, Western Australia is up there with the big guys at 19 logs submitted, equal with Queensland, only a few less than Victoria, with New South Wales about 10 in front. So in total, though, the number of logs submitted so far is way down on last year, just over 50 fewer logs submitted. So if you're sitting on the log, you know what to do. Move it. Send it in before Tuesday.
Have you exercised your vote in the WIA election of directors? I've exercised mine. Several rapid strokes of the pen, a quick envelope thrust and the 7 kilometre jog in the car to the post office, and it's done, dusted and posted. If yours is still in your pending tray, can I suggest you action it now and commit it to the mercy of Australia Post, sooner rather than later?
Good morning, this is Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 11th of April, 2021. And what do I have for you today? If you hang about, I'll tell you. I have wanted looking for a vertical omnidirectional multi-frequency antenna, for HF that is, a multi-band vertical. If you can help Alan with that antenna, please contact him. His telephone number 0448 781023. He's Alan, VK6 November, Lima, Romeo. Telephone 0448 781023. And also have Simon still looking for a disc cone antenna for his scanning receiver. If you can help Simon with that scanning antenna, his telephone number 0429 912189, 0428 912189. The email is Foxtrot Sierra Tango Oscar Papa 2002 at yahoo.ie for Ireland. That's Foxtrot Sierra Tango Oscar Papa figures 2002 at yahoo.indiaecho. And I believe Terry is still looking for a Kenwood microphone type Mike Charlie 35 Sierra microphone in good working order. And if you can help Terry, VK6 November Tango Juliet, please contact him by email at terry1bear@gmail.com. I'll spell Tango, Echo, Romeo, Romeo, Yankee, Oscar, November, Echo, Bravo, Echo, Alpha, Romeo at gmail.com. And still available from Tony, VK6, Papa Papa's deceased estate, a Yaesu speaker, Sierra Papa 8 speaker with integral switchable filter, asking $200. And a Yaesu FT920 HF 6-metre all-mode transceiver, $1,000. Contact Amber. Her email address is alphamikebravoechoromeogolf89@hotmail.com. That's amber89@hotmail.com. And I don't know if Andy still has a heavy-duty tower winch. If anyone's interested, please contact Andy, VK6 Oscar X-Ray, 0448-028-414. Again, 0448-028-414. Ask for Andy, VK6 Oscar X-Ray. And still available from Jeff, VK3 Victor Fox Lima, a three-element tri-band Yagi. It's a 20-meter linear-loaded Yagi beam antenna by Com Antennas, asking $350. Contact Jeff for that one, 0418-398-209. At 0418-398-209, and ask for Jeff, VK3 Victor Fox Lima. That's all I have for this week, VK6 X-Ray Victor, The address for any items for next week is vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. Victor Kilo 6 X-Ray Victor at bigpond.com. 7-3 till then.
Well, folks, one thing's for certain. If you're not doing anything in amateur radio contesting, it's not because there aren't any options for you to explore. And next week, we're into the history of amateur radio. And as always, your contributions are sought, and your contributions are valuable to the amateur radio community. So give it some thought, huh? Please hang around for the callbacks, because everyone counts. Then all I can advise you to do after that is to top up your beverage. I'm not talking about the antenna here. Sit back, relax, and get on air and make some noise.